When you come, right. When you watch the tape, what are three or four things you would like to do better?
Wow. Well, I think it all starts with offensively. I would like to be more consistent. I think we've shown some really great flashes of when all 11 guys are on the same page. We're moving the ball. We're scoring points. We're having a good mix of runs and pass, and we're popping some runs. We're hitting some throws downfield. We're hitting some checkdowns that turn into big plays. And then other times you turn on the tape and you see three and outs. You see us not being able to convert on third down. You see us getting down into the red zone and having to settle for field goals. I'm sorry, John, I'm not going to give you four, but I think that the most important thing is we need to be more consistent because we are a great football team and we have a great offense. We just consistently have to be that offense.
I know it's easier said than done, but what do you think is the key to getting DeAndre more involved in the game early?
Yeah, I think some things as far as just getting Hop going early, and as we should. You know, he's a tremendous wide receiver. He works extremely hard in practice. He's a very consistent guy, and he has great hands. So we should. And I think, you know, some of that starts with me, making sure that, you know, when we break the huddle, depending on what the pass play is, I'm scanning the coverage and seeing if I can get him the football in that coverage. And then I think some of it's schematically, you know, making sure that Hop's maybe the primary guy on that play or maybe a number two guy. But, you know, it just goes hand in hand, and I think it starts with me breaking the huddle and basically just saying to myself, you know, is there a way for me to get Hop the ball in this play? Because, like you saw last week, when you throw him the football, good things happen. So we're well aware of that, and that'll definitely be a focus.
When you're not playing consistently well, do you feel, is there any pressure you feel either with the contract you signed or just letting your teammates down or anything like that?
No. I think everybody in that locker room, regardless of what position they play or where they're at on the depth chart or anything like that, I think we all respect one another and know that everybody in that locker room is doing everything within their power to be successful. So, there's no pointing of fingers or anything like that. But certainly, you know, I take great pride and I put a ton of preparation in throughout the week because I want to be great for my teammates. You know, I don't want to let them down. And at the end of the day, I think having your teammates' respect is a huge thing in this league.
Godsey and O'Brien, all the quarterbacks who've come through here the last two years, they've gotten the best out of them. When you're working with them, are they the coaches to get you to play exactly the way you want to play?
Yeah, you know, I think between Coach O'Brien, Coach Godsey, and myself, I think we have great communication throughout the week. I think going into the game on Sundays, we're on the same page. I understand what they're looking for, and I think they explain very well throughout the week what they want me to accomplish. Now, given, you say that throughout the week, and you talk about this look that you might get, but there's always unscouted looks. And then that's where you really rely upon what you learned in training camp and what you learned in OTAs to stick to your rules, if you will, and get yourself through the down. And, I have great trust in them. I think they have great trust in me. And we're all offensively right now working to be more consistent.
As tough as last week was, is it easier to shake it off because, A, you're still leading the division, and, B, you have a big division game coming up?
Well, yeah. I don't think it's ever easy to just shake off a loss like we had last week. But, this is a week-to-week league. And bottom line, what happened in Minnesota is over, and now our focus is on the Indianapolis Colts. So it certainly does make you feel a little bit better that you're still leading your division. But at the end of the day, that doesn't really matter. It's a week-to-week league. You're only as good as your last game. And I think it's all about, especially early in the year, throughout the year, it's all about improving. And if you can improve week to week, hopefully come, week 17, week 15, as a football team, you're where you want to be.
Brock, Bill talked to us a little bit Monday about getting you comfortable in the pocket, clear delineation between when you're comfortable throwing on time, making these great passes on target, and when you're not. What's it going to take for you to feel a little bit more comfortable, get set, and make some of those accurate throws in the pocket?
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I'm comfortable. I really am. You know, I trust our offensive line. I trust our tight ends. I think our running backs do a tremendous job in protection. You know, all those running backs throughout the course of the year have stuck their nose in there and blocked linebackers and have done a tremendous job. So, you know, I trust those guys. I trust those guys that they're getting their job done. I can promise you my eyes are staying downfield. I'm trying to find the open guy. I'm working my progressions. But like I said, you know, at the end of the day, we're all on offense right now, striving to do our jobs more consistently and doing them better week to week.
Bill said after the game on Sunday that it was on him and he needs to make better play calls in a lot of those situations. Is that something you see too?
You know, I think Coach did a tremendous job last week, and I really don't want to dive into it because, like I said, our focus is on the Colts. But I think Coach did a tremendous job, and at the end of the day, like I said, everybody on offense needs to play more consistent. We all need to do our jobs better, and you know, it starts in practice. And today I thought we had maybe one of our best practices of the year as an offense. The offensive line worked extremely hard. The wideouts did. The tight ends did. The backs did. And so it starts in practice. From practice, it carries over to the game. So I think we have a great start to our week.
Do you and Luck, or do y'all know each other? And what do you think about, you know, he's been hit more than any quarterback in the league last 2 years, 20 sacks this year. What do you think about him as a quarterback, the toughness, and do you know him very well?
You know, we know each other just, you know, kind of by playing in the same conference in college and, you know, going through all the pre-draft stuff together. And then, you know, when I was in Denver, it seemed like we played the Colts every year, so we would visit, you know, pre- and post-game and things like that. But I have a tremendous amount of respect for Andrew Luck. I think he is a tremendous quarterback. I think, like you said, he's been hit the most, and he's a tough dude. He's a really tough guy because he just keeps dropping back no matter how many times he gets hit. He keeps his eyes downfield, and it seems like he makes big play after big play. So I have nothing but respect for him. I love watching him play, and he's a tremendous quarterback.
Brock, you talked about seeing improvement is kind of what you're after, you know, over the course of the season. You've said that before. Where do you see that happening, if at all, with you and with the offense?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, when you lose a football game like the way we did on Sunday, it's hard to say, well, hey, Brock, you know, where's the improvement? But, you know, when you turn on the tape and you see little things that we've been coached on, maybe it's technique, maybe it's timing, maybe it's as simple as a receiver running in and getting a great block on a safety on a run play. So, you know, it would take a lot of time to really dive into where that improvement is, but I can promise you the way we study the tape as an offense, the way our coaches prepare us, the way our coaches coach us up throughout the week, especially after games when we break down that film, I can promise you we're getting better every single week.